This is my name is James Sagerton. This is the September 26, 2023 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. We believe we have quorum, and I'm going to ask the Secretary, R. Paul Martin, to take the roll. R. Paul?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Amal Harris.
Here.
Julie Hewitt. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am indeed.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
That's eight. You have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. Just for the information of the committee, I got a text from Julie earlier saying she had to give a lecture tonight, so she would be here late or possibly not at all. So we may be missing Julie tonight.
Virtual here.
What was that?
Bertold.
Oh, Bertold is here. That's right. Bertold is here. Thank you, Bertold. And Stephanie Wells is also here. Okay. So that's the roll call. That brings us to number three, which is adopt the agenda. I'll read the agenda. It's number one, convene meeting. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, minutes for 5 minutes. Number five, report from the executive director for 45 minutes. Number six, review the draft FY23 WBAI budget with actuals and question and answer, 45 minutes, adjourn no later than 10:15 Eastern time. Should be 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. So is there any?
This is Kim.
I was just going to ask you if there's any discussion, Kim. Go ahead.
So why are we reviewing the FY23 budget when the fiscal year ends in 4 days? Why aren't we looking forward to the FY24 budget?
It's the same reason we reviewed the KPFA budget last year on the last day of the fiscal year, because that's when we got it and that's when we did it. So we are going to be looking at the preliminary drafts of the budgets for the 8 budgeted units tonight. I presume Stephanie has sent them this afternoon, and I don't know how in-depth she wants to go with that, but obviously we're not going to deal with them all in one meeting. So that's what I have on the agenda. So if you want to object to it, you're, of course, free to do that.
Well, I object, yeah. I don't want to waste my time on FY23 when I want to get into FY24. We have KPFA's budget, which is for FY24. We should be looking, we're supposed to approve all these budgets like before 4 days from now. So that's what I'd like to do. So,
well, we're clearly not going to. Are you done, Kim?
Well,
I thought you were done, but
then
you kept talking.
I moved to swap out the WBAI budget for the KPFA budget. So,
there's also a 2024 WBAI budget. I don't think we're going to take two favorites like that at this time. Did I hear somebody asking to be heard?
Wait, I didn't understand. What was Kim saying?
I think you could not hear me. At least why I'm not able to hear people speak is because there's an echo. The last time when you muted yourself, the echo went away.
I'm going to mute.
Thank you.
Please say what you said.
Okay. What I said was we have apparently, the echo is gone. Apparently we have several budgets. I know we have a 2024 budget from WBAI. We also have a 2024 budget from KPFA. And, I don't know. It's not my understanding that the intention was to just approve all of these budgets tonight without an opportunity to really look at them. yeah, I get it that we're supposed to have budgets before the fiscal year starts, but certainly hasn't been our practice over the years, and I don't understand why we would just try to approve all those budgets in one fell swoop tonight. Was that what you were suggesting?
Sharon for the staff.
Yeah. I'll let Sharon go, and I can respond after.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
I would just like to say that, yes, normally in the past, when we were going to review a budget, we would give, you know, in this case, the business manager notice so that she could be on the call to answer any questions. And, yeah, we didn't do that this time. So I don't think we, KPFA, would be ready to present the budget at this meeting.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I agree with Sharon. But I don't, we didn't get the FY24 WBAI budget. I don't have that.
It's in the list of budgets that Stephanie sent, and I understand it's the same one that Berthold sent. So why don't we ask Stephanie what her intention is tonight?
So Stephanie's her budget numbers are Berthold's FY24 numbers.
That's my understanding, as I said.
Okay.
Why don't we ask Stephanie?
Well, why don't we ask Berthold or Stephanie, you know, yeah.
All right, Kim. Let's try to.
But I'd still rather look at 24 than 23. That's my option.
Well, we did understand that, but I thought you also just agreed with Sharon. So before we go on back and forth here, let's ask Stephanie what her intention was. I kind of assumed that it was just to preview these things and then discuss them in further detail later. Let's ask Stephanie what she was thinking. Stephanie?
Yes, a couple answers. The numbers that were plugged in the budget are from WBAI's submitted fiscal year 24 budget. What I want people to do is take a look at the format of the budgeting, because obviously it's different than what's been seen in the past. Rather than multiple tabs for everybody, there's just one spreadsheet with all of the divisions and or the units on the top, so we can see all the numbers at one time. I also changed, for example, putting central services as an expense and then also as a revenue for the National Office and the Archives. But what I want to do is just give a quick overview of what was plugged in based upon budgets that were submitted to me and then some weren't. And so I just worked off of the proposed or the projected actuals for this year and the actuals from the year prior. And just let people realize that there are numbers in this, even though it's here in a draft form, that need to be reviewed. They need to be updated. They need to be revised because some of the numbers don't appear to be realistic based upon past numbers and revenue and expenses in the past. So it will be a review. And something that I'm hoping that the committee will review these budgets on a monthly basis so we can project out revenue and expenses and try to catch any issues before it's already passed.
Right. So if I could just ask you a very specific question, I think you already answered it, but I just want to be sure. Did you intend for us to vote on these preliminary draft budgets tonight and then correct them as we go forward, or where you just wanted to present them and preview them, so to speak, and then deal with them more in depth as we go forward?
Present and preview, because there are some numbers that, even though they may have been submitted, again, they just didn't quite make a lot of sense. So present and preview. Most people can get an idea of what they're going to be looking at when they get budgets sent out to them.
Understood. Thank you for that. And I said one more question. I'll make a liar out of myself and say one more. I put 45 minutes on the agenda for this preview. Is that enough, do you think? Or?
More than enough.
I thought so. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Kim, did you want to come back?
No, at this point, I don't care. I mean, I make my point. I just doesn't matter.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to be heard on the agenda? Is there any objection to the agenda as read?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir, Paul.
Okay, so the amendment is withdrawn or dead or whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure she ever actually made it. Yeah.
No, I did make it. I absolutely made it.
Okay, well then.
I withdrew the part about KPFA, but I don't personally think we should, you know, spend time on FY23. I think we should spend time on FY24. So there you go. You want to do FY23? For what reason? I have no idea, but there we go.
Okay, well, I will explain that we have the general manager from WBI here because when we originally looked at this budget, we kicked it down the road, so to speak, kicked the can down the road because it was a deficit budget. And since then, we now have some actuals. So we could even kind of look at this as reviewing a budget, you know, as the year progresses, because as you point out, yes, the year is almost over, but we have it. We've got the general manager here. We can do this one last piece of business and then, you know, march on into 2024. So Kim, your motion is to remove the review of the WBAI budget from the agenda.
No, to remove 23 and replace it with 24.
Okay. All right. Is there any discussion on that?
Hold on. I need words. So one second. Okay. So the amendment is what?
A point of personal privilege. This is Beth.
Yeah.
We have the echo again interfering with people's ability to hear and communicate. And my understanding is that that happens when someone has more than one device open, creating feedback.
No, Beth, I don't know why my phone is doing this, but I will try. All you have to do is say, "Can we hear the echo? Please mute." I don't know what the problem is. I'm not, you know, it's not too many devices. I don't need any technical information. I told people here that I've had problems with T-Mobile for months now. This is the way this problem is manifesting right at this point. I apologize. I will try and stay muted. That's the best I can do right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. And I hope everybody will try to stay muted when they're not talking, and that'll help.
We're getting a wording for an amendment.
Yes, go ahead, Paul.
We're getting a wording to an amendment from Kim.
Oh, I thought you were about to restate it. Kim, do you want to restate your motion?
We swap out the review of FY23 for a review of FY24.
Okay.
Wait a minute. All right. Looking at the agenda, do you mean swap out, review the draft FY23 WBAI budget with actuals and Q&A with, make that the draft FY24 WBAI budget?
Yes.
Do we have that?
We have a preliminary version that that's all sent to Stephanie, and she put it into the new format that she's using, and she sent that to us. But I don't think the general manager came prepared to discuss that. He came prepared to discuss the actuals in the FY23 budget. But it's a motion, so if you have words now, Arpaul, I know you may still need a moment to get the words better.
I'm putting it together here.
Okay.
And one second. Okay, so what I have is in number six, to swap out the review of FY23 WBAI budget with FY24 WBAI budget.
I think you have to take out with actuals as well.
Okay. Let me see how that looks on the agenda. Yeah, okay. With actuals and Q&A. Okay, we'll put that in. Okay. In number six, to swap out the review of, quote, FY23 WBAI budget with actuals and Q&I, unquote, with, quote, FY24 WBAI budget, unquote. That's it.
Correct. Is that right, Kim?
I guess. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Is there any discussion?
Our Paul.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we've passed a number of budgets on the NFC. Recently, we've even passed one, maybe two, with deficits in them. And why not give everybody a chance to vote on this budget? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, our Paul. Anyone else?
Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
McFadden to the stack.
I would like to hear from Stephanie on this item. What does she advise? How would she see us? How would she position us to make the most progress tonight? Thank you.
Well, I mean, I don't think there needs to be major discussion on the budget. I mean, Berthold is here and he's ready to share so I don't want to be respectful of his time and the fact that he was on the phone call, but I would hope that there wouldn't be an exorbitant amount of questions because there are no changes that can be made in the budget. We're really just looking at the actuals. So it would be comparing the actuals to how that was, how those helped create the budget for this upcoming fiscal year.
But that's the follow-up question.
Approved because we've approved all the other budgets for the other stations, but I don't really see that there's, a reason to have a lot of conversations or questions about something that is a moot point in a few days.
Beth, with a follow-up question to clarify briefly.
Go ahead, Beth.
Does that mean that we should be looking at the 2023 budget or the 2024 budget tonight? That's a question for Stephanie.
Oh, well, we have the 2023 budget in front of us that needs to be looked at and at least approved because the National Finance Committee needs to approve all of the budgets for each of the divisions. And to my knowledge, the WBAI fiscal year 23 budget has not been approved.
In that case, then,
I guess.
I would oppose the motion and stick with what was previously proposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Did I hear McFadden?
Yes. I was just going to say that a quick review of the 2023 budget for WBA is worth doing just to see how actuals compared to the projected and to see what, where they were off. And it doesn't have to be very expensive. The passing the budget's going to be somewhat meaningless, but at this point, but I think reviewing how the numbers panned out, I think is important. And, but it doesn't have to, we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I think what Stephanie said is the way to go.
Thank you, McFadden. Is there anyone else? Hearing no one else, R. Paul, will you take the vote, please?
Okay, give me a second, and we'll do this. And what happened?
I don't know.
Back to the request.
Go ahead.
Could we? Could you restate the what's a yes and what's a no.
Okay. The amendment is in number six, which is review the draft FY23 WBAI budget with actuals and Q&A, 45 minutes in that item, to swap out review of, quote, FY23 budget with actuals and Q&A, unquote, with, quote, FY24 WBAI budget, unquote. So basically, you're taking out FY23 WBAI budget with actuals and Q&A and substituting FY24 WBAI budget for that. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen? Teresa Allen, go ahead. She's not here, I think you said, right? All right. Sharon Adams?
No.
Kamau Harris?
Abstain.
Julie Hewitt? Kim Kaufman?
I'm sorry, I'm going to abstain because this is just too stupid. Sorry.
R. Paul Martin? No. James McFadden?
No.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
No, but it is stupid.
James Sagerton?
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
No.
Okay, is Teresa Allen here? Is Julie Hewitt here? Okay, so 0-4, 6 against, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, that brings us to the minutes.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, R. Paul. That brings us to adopting the agenda. I'm going to move the agenda as originally read. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda adopted. That brings us to number 4. Minutes.
Okay. All right. I do not have the minutes of last time's meeting. Some stuff has happened, lovely stuff, and it's delayed that. But as you may remember, last time I sent you a corrected version after we'd passed a version. The problem is that Microsoft is messing with my word processor, and there was stuff that was just random letters in that set of minutes. Plus, there is apparently some little thing that keeps replacing the word Pacifica with Pacific. And I didn't catch all of that. So basically, I've sent the corrected one right after the last meeting. And so I am at this point going to move that we approve the corrected minutes of August 22nd, 2023 meeting.
Thank you, R. Paul. Is there any discussion?
Well, I just have a question. When did you send these out?
Okay, let me look that up. When
like a day
this...
or two ago, right?
No, these no. That was sent some while back. Let me look. I'm looking for it.
No, no, we it's okay. I mean, you didn't send it out today. Okay.
No, not fine. Today.
Okay, fine. No problem.
Okay.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Any other discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's done. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, now, Stephanie, we get to your report. And again, we've set aside 45 minutes. But, you know, take as little or as much of that as you wish, and, you know, we'll see how the questions go. Thank you for being patient with us, Stephanie.
Yeah, no
problem. Yeah, no, and there's a lot of things that I'm sure that people will have questions on. There were some divisions that did submit their budgets, and then I compared budgets that were submitted to the projected actuals for this closed fiscal year, and then also the past two actuals for the past two fiscal years as well, just to kind of see how close some of these were. What most of the divisions, KPFK has figured it out correctly, were the central service expenses. And in the budgets that we've always kind of looked at and the spreadsheets in the past, central services was always kind of funky just there at the bottom, and it wasn't really linked to an actual expense. What I do is by keeping everything on one page, one spreadsheet, we can take a easier look across the board as to who's doing what, and, you know, try to clean up some of the line items where some of these things are in the actual titles of how money is coming in and how expenses are being made. So as we look through the sheet, we can see that there is under the subtotal revenue, I've added a line for any sort of restricted revenue that may come in or be carried, you know, that is there. And then also the central service revenue. And of course, if you note, there would be no central service revenue for any of the stations or the affiliate network. The central service revenue is only a line item for the
point of
national
point of
information.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, could you hold for a second?
Yeah.
Did somebody ask for a point of information?
Yes, Sharon.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I just wanted, just if you could say exactly what, I think you're looking at FY24 proposed simplified, but I'm not actually sure what budget you're looking at. And then if you could tell us what line item you're talking about, it would be very, very helpful.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm looking at the 24 proposed spreadsheet, and the revenue is listed in lines 3 through 19. And then there's a subtotal revenue that just lists those revenue line items. And then in line 21 and 22, there's a restricted revenue line. And then there is a CS or a central service revenue line. And if you notice on the line 22, that revenue is only listed as revenue for the National Office on the Archives because the remaining stations and the affiliate networks, which are columns E through J, do not receive revenue from central service. But I wanted to move that revenue line up to the revenues rather than in the budgets and forms that we've been using in the past. There's been always just kind of a chunk of line that says central service payments way at the bottom of the spreadsheet. So this way we're putting it straight up in the front, and we can kind of see what is expected. In those columns, column C, column B, row 22, the formulas are also in each of these in the spreadsheet. But that revenue line item is taken as a sum of the central services from the following lines, which are 26 and 27, which lists expenses only under columns E through J, which are the stations and the affiliate network. That shows the amount of central service that they would be paying, 15% to the national office and 5% for the archives, based upon the subtotal revenue, which was line 20. And those numbers add up to the line 22, column C, line 22 revenue for the national office, and column D, line 22 revenue for the archives. And as we review these budgets on a regular basis as a finance committee, those central service adjustments will be made based upon a review of the revenue that is coming in from the stations, just like the national committee had voted on, looking at each quarter at the revenue that was generated and then adjusting the central service payments at that time. So then it also gives on line 28 the total of the expenses for the central services, the affiliate network, which is line J, column J, line 22. They do not pay central services to the archives, which is why that line is blank. Then we break down continuing with the expenses, and again, on the forms that we've normally used or the spreadsheets we've used in the past, there's been just a line item for personnel, board expenses, administrative expenses,
programming expenses, but I've just put everything into one solid column rather than having to look down at the bottom of the spreadsheets to see what that breakdown is. That way everything is here. So as we, again, move on, the line 28 shows, line 29 begins the personnel expenses for each of the divisions. On line 37, that begins the board expenses, which are any expenses for PNB meetings, LSBs, and then the elections were put into that as well. On line 42 starts the administrative expenses for each of the divisions. And so that's broken down and goes through line 72. On line 74, we start our programming expenses for each of the divisions. And there's some things, too, that we've had line items for, but there isn't anything that's in there. So, for example, line 79, one of the stations had a satellite fee, news uplink, downlink line item in their budget, but there was no expense for that. So that's, again, something that can be removed. As we go down to line 87, that begins all the development expenses for the divisions. And then on line 108, it begins the event expenses. I combined, there's been special event lines, there's a craft fair line, there's a community event line, but I've just combined craft fairs into the community events because I believe only one of the stations had a craft fair, and technically that is a community event. It is listed up on line 13 as community event / craft fair. So when we get to the bottom, we have, and again, all the formulas are in there if anybody needs to see that. Line 113 shows the total revenue for each of the divisions with the total amount at $10,455,718. Then it lists the total expenses for each of the divisions, and the total expenses were $10,941,501. With a net loss of $485,783. The only divisions that were showing any a profit with their revenue and their expenses was KPFT at $108,350, and then the affiliate network at $428. Now, this includes the payments of central services. Down below, starting on 117, because I know that people would probably have a question about, oh, what if people don't pay central services? So I just created a small little spreadsheet starting on line 118, that is without central services. So then that shows the revenue for each of the divisions, the expenses for each of the divisions without central services, and then what that net income or net loss would be. So whereas the stations in this draft of the budget for fiscal year 24 are showing a positive at the end of their budget, except WPSW, because there's an excessive rent payments that are going to be due for this upcoming fiscal year. It does show a substantial loss, obviously, for the national office of $1,132,800 and for the archives at $126,900. And then just because people don't have to then go back to the top of the spreadsheet to see what those central services are, I just pulled out the central service breakdown for each of the divisions in a recap that's starting on 124. So it does sort of show the, you know, importance of paying those central services. But obviously, as we look through the budget for this year, or, you know, this proposed budget, we are going to really have to take a close look and project out for each of these divisions on a regular basis what is expected to be coming in revenue, what is expected of expenses, and then be able to adjust these numbers moving, you know, as we move forward. So if we project out that there will not be, you know, for example, central service payments that are coming into the national office, or that You know, some of these other expenses are here that aren't going to be made, or the revenue was higher than it should be for a month. We can make those adjustments moving forward as we project out. And, you know, maybe some more corporate matches were coming in, or we can kind of see where things need to be adjusted as we look across. And also as we look across with some of the revenue, if we see that there are, you know, higher corporate matches that are coming in for, you know, example, one of the stations, then we can kind of say, okay, well, what is it that you're doing that is making, you know, that is having this line item more successful than others? And, you know, we can start implementing that across some of the other stations. And as we see it also on one page with this, it's also easier to then, as we look at the total in column K, we can take a closer look to see, you know, what percentage is coming from listener support, what percentage is coming from individual donations as a whole for the unit, you know, for the whole foundation, rather than just continuously looking at it individually and then trying to add up those percentages. Any questions so far?
Sharon, for the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Come out of the stack.
Okay, got you, Kamau.
I just want to say, wow. Okay. Wow. I mean, okay, I was taking notes of all the things I thought were fantastic. But, like, I really think it's great that you have all – first, I just want to say it's really nice to see all the numbers on one page, like, just so that we can compare across the stations without having to, you know, click on the different tabs of the Excel sheets. So I really like that. But I really, really like how you did the central services because, yes, it has been ignored that the national office – depends. That is the revenue for the national office. And it's kind of been just, as you say, dumped at the bottom. So it's really nice to see it up there, like as what it should be, revenue. And I think it's great that PRA is right there next to it. And well, I just wanted to say that because I find this very, I just also wanted to say it's really good how you like brought the different expenses together from the different stations, because I know this could not have been easy and it represents a lot of work. So that's what I wanted to say was very impressive. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Kamau.
I want to echo what Sharon just said. Yeah, absolutely. I think this view of the network is fantastic. I think we should incorporate it on a monthly basis into the monthly financials that are distributed along with the consolidated views. And then, of course, the breakouts, I think it adds a lot more ability to do some analysis. I do want to push back a little bit on a statement, though. I think, Stephanie, you said that the losses for WPFW are due to an excessive rent payment. Is that the driver on the loss for the year? Or is it that $160,000 in taxes and fees? What exactly is that?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, that's not the only reason. So forgive me for making it sound like that. But it was painful when I was plugging in the numbers to look at that to look at the rent. You know, I just kind of went oof. You know, but again, that's something that is, you know, it's a number. Numbers don't lie. That's what we have, and let's work around it. So that's why when we look at something like this, if we see that there's, you know, a high amount. Yeah, because the taxes and the fees, I got to get a better breakdown as to what that is. There's, you know, still, and I'm not questioning consultants and contractual employees and things like that, but there's $125,000 that's there. So when we kind of look at things like, you know, we can say, okay, we know that we've got this large rent payment that's due. That doesn't make it wrong. That's a reality. So what can we do that's up at the top in our revenue line items to really try to support WPFW to make sure that they're making those rent payments? I mean, and I think that that's kind of the plus as we look at everything all together is that we do see us as one unit. We're one foundation. And if we see that that one unit is having a hard time, you know, with rent, but we know it's going to be better in the following fiscal year, then let's really see what we can do to help with, you know, increasing. There's no corporate matches in that line item. So what can we do? KPFA is having a positive time with that. WBAI is projecting $27,900 in corporate matches. So what is that plan? What is the plan that they're doing that we can increase that line item for WPSW? What can we do, you know, with any sort of grant income? There's the $20,000 grant income. I think that we could increase that there. So what, and I think I plugged that in. You know, what can we do to help do that? And the same with underwriting and sponsorships. I plugged in with a lot of the stations that didn't have that. I plugged it in for them because it's like, I think we can do this. We can help support them. And that's why I put in a small amount of $15,000. So there's no sustainers that are listed in income at WPFW. So what is it that we need to do to help bring that sustainer line item up? So that doesn't mean that that's, you know, oh, they're doing such a bad job because of rent. That's a reality. So let's see what we can do in that revenue line to help decrease that amount of negative revenue there on the bottom, or a net loss in the bottom. So again, this is why it's important that we look at this on a regular basis and view these budgets as a living document that are meant to be looked at, meant to be revised, and that we can be proactive in making any of these changes rather than reactive and go, oof, what happened? We've ended this year in a negative.
Our Paul for staff.
Arpo, do you mind if I ask Kamau if he wants to come back with a response?
Okay.
Kamau, are you done? Kamau, are you done? We're not hearing you. Okay, if he wants to come back later, he can. Go ahead, Arpo.
Okay. Just want to make it really, really clear. So the document you sent us, the FY24 proposed simplified, this is basically a one-sheet thing to look at, sort of something to put side by side with the monthly financials we've been getting, the income statements that we've been getting. And this is not the budget for anybody, right?
These. Correct, because these numbers were based upon the numbers that were given to me by the stations that provided a fiscal year 24 budget. But this is a budget that would be, these are the budgets that we would be looking at, or the numbers that would be approved for the National Finance Committee to approve. Whether you approve a budget that is a one page or you approve a budget that is 8 pages. It's still the same,
okay, but
still the same numbers.
Okay. But this thing is a one page review, a one page snapshot of things. So we don't have to go into, you know, how much somebody spent on vacuum tubes or something. This is sort of a précis. We're not going to be voting on this for FY24. It's going to reflect what the things we do vote, the budgets we do vote on for FY24 will or should or can say, right?
Yes, but, you know, is it the role of the National Finance Committee to be questioning how much is spent on a vacuum tube, for example? No, it's not. That's what the local finance committees, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what the local finance committees should be doing the deep dive. The National Finance Committee is taking a look at the big picture. If there are questions, then yes, we will break it down and we will answer those questions as to why that expense is what it is. And I would hope that the representatives that are on the National Finance Committee would be from each station would be able to answer those questions because they've done that deep dive, working with the general managers, working with the business managers to determine how they got to these numbers. But for a National Finance Committee, we need to take a look at the big picture and make those adjustments based upon any adjustments that are coming to us from the local level.
Okay. Looking at things in the big picture, I understand that, and that's good. I will say that in terms of the way budgeting and actual spending and stuff goes on in Pacifica, I think the NFC should see the full budgets for everyone and say, why are you buying vacuum tubes? It's the 21st century. You know, the small things, if how to put this? In the fullness of time, it has happened that things have been seen that have raised eyebrows on the NFC. And it's probably better to see things in some detail at least, so that the eyebrow gets raised before any of these big, gross numbers on these rows suddenly change to be something we say, uh-oh. So that's what I'm thinking it should be, and if it's not that, it's, I don't know. But anyway, I'm hoping that this can work out, and I'm hoping that we get budgets that are detailed, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, our call. Stephanie, I think we kind of interrupted you for a question. Did you want to continue with your report and review of these items?
No, I mean, questions can be asked. I mean, as we look through, I'm not going to, you know, sit here and pinpoint with certain things, but I know that there are some line items that I have questions with that I will be discussing with the general managers or business managers or, you know, the treasurers, whoever helps with creation in creating the budget could answer, because there are some things that there are a couple of stations that budgeted bequests, and you don't budget a bequest, because you can't know whether someone is going to, you know, you can't guesstimate how many people may pass away. So those are things that are not budgeted as revenue. There's also some line items with expenses for travel and conferences and trainings. And as wonderful as that is, we do not have a luxury to be budgeting for things like that. You know, it's one thing that it's, yes, we want to go on these conventions or conferences, but the state that the foundation is in right now, I think there are many stations that should not have those, that line item. And if there is revenue that comes in and they've been able to save or set aside money without compromising any other vendors, then we can go ahead and add that in. But it's things like that that I wanted to look at and make some of those adjustments already. And then we'll also have, of course, different expenses that are coming in as, you know, WPFW is looking for a new building. We'll have to then add in and guesstimate some moving expenses. If there's any movement with the Los Angeles building, we will then have to adjust with, you know, the moving expenses for the archives and also for KPFK. So, you know, there will be adjustments as we move forward.
Anyone else with any questions?
McFadden's back.
Okay, go ahead, McFadden.
Stephanie, are you going to come back to, in the meeting, or is this you're going to be the only time you're going to speak?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, because I was wondering if you were going to be able to address the questions I sent you an email today or not.
Oh, yes, I can.
Do you want to do
Stephanie,
that now or at some later point?
McFadden, could you just pause for a second? I was about to ask Stephanie if she wanted to close out this part of the review of these, this preview of these budgets, and then go to a more normal report and then get questions from people on other items. I think that's what you're suggesting. That's your question, is it not, McFadden?
That's true.
Okay, so Stephanie, do you want to close out this part of your report and then go to just a more general report? And I don't know if you have any prepared general report or if you want to just go to some questions.
I can close this out and I can go to some questions.
Okay.
James, are you able to hear me?
I can now come out, but you were gone for a while there. Come out. If you can hear me, keep trying to break in, and we'll recognize you as soon as we can hear you. But there's something going on where we don't hear you. Okay, Stephanie, did you want to close out this part of the report, or do you want to have concluding remarks or anything?
I don't have any concluding remarks, no.
Okay. So do you want to make a little report on other things, or do you want to just have questions?
I can take questions. I don't have any other thing to add.
Okay. So I think McFadden was starting with a question. Go ahead. McFadden?
Oh, well, I sent Stephanie an email and whether she wanted to address that in this part of the meeting or if we needed to have a closed session, if she was ready to address that.
I won't mention names or any details with the questions, you know, that you would ask. You were asking some questions regarding some of the legal expenses that were on the, this was so for the fiscal year 24 budget for KPFA.
Correct.
And the response is that the original budget that was sent out, I guess when it was explained also, well, here's what I get is that when the information was explained in the meeting for the LSB, those items were discussed, but it was not in great detail because it was in a public meeting, but that the settlement agreement expense that is in there is a settlement that was agreed upon with a lawsuit that was against KPFK, and it will be paid within quarter one of fiscal year 24. And then the remaining funding is also broken down in a spreadsheet that was attached to the spreadsheet that was originally sent to the LSB with the 2024 budget, and it broke down the bills to a legal firm that was also regarding the same lawsuit. And those were bills that equaled roughly about $102,771.18. And then they had overestimated approximately or added an additional $50,000 as an hopeful overestimate of the remaining legal bills for this lawsuit.
So just to make sure, these funds that were paid by Pacifica to cover the lawsuit against Pacifica.
It was a
lawsuit against
KPFA. It was a lawsuit regarding individuals at that station.
KPFK, I thought you said.
Oh, A. I'm sorry.
Sharon for the
so
staff.
This was to pay the legal cost to defend people at KPFK, correct?
KPFA. You just said K. KPFA.
McFadden, may I make a suggestion? I think I know what Stephanie is talking about, but she's trying not to, you know, name names or give away too much information. You and I discussed this last night. I don't think it was what we were talking about. Maybe it was the night before. I think it's another matter. And maybe you could ask Stephanie about this in phone conversation.
That would be, maybe we can just talk offline and just send me an email to explain the stuff that we don't want to do in open session. That would be great. Is that okay, Stephanie?
Sharon.
Sharon, I heard you, but I think McFadden asked Stephanie a question. We're waiting for the answer.
Oh, the email. Being cryptic here, but the email, James, that you sent to me on the 25th, where it did mention a couple of names, it was not that lawsuit. It was not that budget. None of the names that you listed in your email had anything to do with these funds at all. This was
okay.
A separate
that's,
lawsuit.
That's what I wanted to know. That's what I wanted to
yeah.
know. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
No problem.
Sharon, were you seeking recognition to clarify on this matter?
I would like to speak. I asked for the stack.
Go ahead. Yes, you did. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. McFadden said quote, to defend people at KPFA, end quote, to continue his obtuse understanding of what the executive director said, which was clearly to defend KPFA, which the executive director stated, I think, three times, but Mr. McFadden couldn't understand it. And as treasurer, I did receive a copy of the email in which Mr. McFadden repeated defamation that has been made numerous times against the KPFA former general manager. Mr. McFadden has been apprised by our KPFA LSB that the statements are defamatory and untrue, and he stated in an email to the executive director the false statement that the former executive director paid Mr. Verniles legal fees.
Okay,
that is
Sharon,
entirely
Sharon.
I'm sorry, no. When Mr. McFadden is sending documents to the executive director
but
with defamation,
object to these personal attacks.
That's not a matter
no,
for
let
this
me
committee.
Finish
Sharon.
My statement, and then he can speak. I just want to
please
conclude.
Leave the names out, if you would, please.
He has been censured and spoken to by our LSB about this fact, and he continues to misrepresent the truth. That is what I am saying.
Okay. Okay. McFadden, I don't think we should come back. I don't think you should come back on this. I think this is not a matter for this committee. These are personnel matters and legal matters, which
actually,
should not be discussed.
Actually, these are just personal attacks that I experience regularly on the KPFA LSB by Sharon and several others. So
okay, well, let's not go there in this committee. Okay. Are there any other questions for Sharon? I'm so sorry, for Stephanie. Stephanie, I have a question. If I may, how are the bank consolidations, the bank account consolidations coming along?
We were on the phone this morning, Markeisha and I, with individuals from the bank, and she and I spoke about it as well. And the stations, WPFW is ready, WBAI is ready, KPFT is ready. And so we're just making sure that all of the papers are signed that need to be signed on our side from the bank. And then we'll start that transfer process. So it's moving along splendidly.
Good. Thank you for that. And I wanted to ask a question again that we had asked previously or in another context about the application of the new central services formula. I presume initially you had said you were going to start it in the new fiscal year, but then we discussed, well, we kind of anticipated that happening sooner than that, because in particular, some stations like KPFK are being assessed wildly disproportionate central services fees based on their income a long time ago. So I guess it's a twofold question. One is, do you plan to implement the new formula as of October 1st? And the second part is, when and what are we going to do to go back? Because these things continue to be sore points in Pacifica as, you know, accusations get passed back and forth about who's responsible and who owes who what and all of that sort of thing. So let's just go to the simple one first. Are we starting to implement on October 1st?
Yes, and that's what's reflected in the simplified budget that is proposed for fiscal year 24.
Great. And then the other part, which maybe we can postpone to another time, which is, what are we going to do about adjusting for the past? And maybe I'm answering the question for you by saying, let's put that on the agenda for another meeting. Does that sound good to you?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do that. Are there any other questions that anybody has for Stephanie about any other matters? Not hearing any. Stephanie, is there anything you have that you want to say or conclude with?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I think we can move on from this part of the meeting then. In fact, I think we are
just at about time to do that anyway. Alberto, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, good. I am just taking a moment to get back to my agenda.